Climate change is happening fast, and while the climate summit in Glasgow has world leaders trying to stop it, our world is changing and scientists are looking at where we may be headed. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Wenner, senior staff scientist in the Computational Research Division at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
So when we look at these numbers and things have gone up a couple of degrees that might not sound too dangerous, 72 degrees versus 70, but what's the reality here? What does that mean when each percentage point goes up?
Well, the harsh reality is that dangerous climate change is already here. We've seen this this summer with disastrous heat waves across the United States and actually most of the Northern Hemisphere. Fires, uncontrollable fires, you know, devastating large regions, providing air pollution to large millions of people. That's only one aspect of how dangerous climate change is already here. As we continue to warm, we just can only expect this to get worse.
All right. Now, the heating is not at the same speed everywhere, if I understand it. Change has been most rapid in the Arctic, which is warming three times the global rate. And so talk about the fallout. What does that mean for the rest of the globe?
Well, it means that the circulation of the atmosphere could be different. That we might expect more events like what happened in the Pacific Northwest, more heat events. There are some who think that some of the cold events in, say, Texas, the deep freeze, might be more frequent, although that's a little more speculative. But it is true, at least for the United States, that we should be expecting more intense storms, larger hurricanes, higher sea levels, and worse drought and increased heat waves. There's not a lot of good news here.
No, and there are certainly a number of scientists who've been tearing their hair out and jumping up and down and screaming about this for literally decades, saying it's too late, it's too late. Is it too late now? Can we do anything to slow or even reverse what's going on?
Well, I may be one of those scientists. We can't reverse what's going on. I mean, that's just not practical. We could slow things down, but that's a long process. You know, what we need to do is reduce our dependence, to actually eliminate our dependence, in fact, on fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. That's not something that we can do immediately. And I think pragmatists will recognize that this is not going to happen overnight, which means that there's going to be a certain amount of warming that is unavoidable. How much warming that is depends on what our elected officials decide the emissions policies will be, what our energy usage policies will be.
Are leaders doing enough? And of course, that's different from country to country.
Well, speaking as a private citizen and not, you know, in my official capacity, no, of course not. I mean, you know, this is not new stuff. We've known this for almost 20 years, really longer than that. Really, some of this goes back more than a century. But, you know, the last 20 years, we've been very confident that we're changing the climate. And people like me have been trying to sound the alarm, being accused of being an alarmist. But, you know, quite frankly, this is alarming. We are changing our planet, and not for the better.
All right. So we just have a short amount of time left. Each individual can do something. You can switch to an electric car and do other things. But maybe electing certain officials that are going to go for green energy is the solution?
Well, that's what I always say, is the most important thing that an individual could do is vote, and vote for those politicians who take this seriously and are not in the pocket of vested interests. And, you know, there's a lot of other things you can do, but those are little tiny things. The big things have to be nationally and internationally coordinated policy changes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Michael Wenner, senior staff scientist in the Computational Research Division at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory.